Yeah, I think Susanna brought up the last show. She says, I am one said define God as the people. Do you agree with that?
Well, sure.
Why is God a collective situation? People want to become God. They don't mean to become the people. Dehoy polloi.
We want the little man people to become God.
And they already are, and they don't know it, so that's why they're God.
But they have to become it. They have to become. They became it, but we want them to become it. They don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So yeah, God is the people. Yeah, God is the definite God. What it is, the people fulfilled, the people completed. That's what God is.
Uh-huh.
Right. So,
for how quick and fast and imminent. The meeting with the aliens is, or are, there may be more than one, the conditions by which the humans acquiesce to the alien-humanoid conundrum, because there's going to be a conundrum. You're having conversation about aliens, thinking you're talking about Guatemalans, when in reality you're talking about Martians and people from other planets, other galaxies, and other worlds. You're tripping about Nicaraguans when you should be more noting the aliens.
Right. I will be, or Biden's government
in
will
general.
Be.
In general. What's the difference? What's the difference? You say a word and that's their position. What's the difference?
So the Nicaraguans are actually aliens?
No, they're just saying that the Republicans are now having a fit because
he's going to let all these diseased aliens into the country and going to give them free medical care and go and make sure because he wants them to vote. He wants them to vote.
When he should be talking about aliens from other planets, right. Other worlds.
Right.
But you're going to bridge that. And we're not quite sure that Joy Behar is going to live through it, but we're going to give it the old college try.
Did you say you're not sure if she'll live through it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm not sure she will, yeah.
Does she know both me as well as Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. Well, she was there. And that Nana Navarro, oh, my God.
Do you mean she was there? Joy was there. Oh, when Carolyn
Joy was there when Carolyn was on the damn view talking about the hemorrhoids.
Right, and I wasn't in the studio. Did they check out Carolyn, who she was? Found her husband with
yes,
the ne'er-do-well?
Yes, Bob. Bill Getty always checks out the local ne'er-do-wells, Bob.
Okay. So I was thinking, here we are coming into February, and we're in the tribulations. Nothing dramatic yet. But you're saying the dramatic stuff starts in 10 minutes kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Well, and if you look backwards, see, your problem is you're too involved. Because your problem is you're trying to go, well, there's nothing really going on here. And then we flip back over and there's over 400,000 Americans have died of the, quote, coronavirus. 400,000. And see, when we first started the conversation, it's now starting to catch up to some of our numbers and everybody's like stunned. Because they didn't believe two was going to die, let alone a half a million.
Right. But I do see in other people in Maui on the walk I meet, they agree that people are wearing masks more and more. They're getting scared, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Especially now that this new thing has come. Yeah. You know, the draconian well. You're going to hear that again, Bob. That's bad news. We told him when he was trying to drill that damn well, but it's okay.
And it's because he engaged with ION, like this, I call it the Sheila Kern syndrome. You engage with ION, you end up shutting down whole airlines, right? You get powered unconsciously by default, right?
You know, Bob, it's kind of interesting. You plant a olive grove to make olives. And you don't get any olives. instead of asking non-physical for olives, he asked for a goddamn whale.
So he gets
a whale. Why do
you
need a whale? He's got a whale. He opens the draconian whale, and he still doesn't have any olives yet.
And so, Channel says he needed water.
But no, he didn't. He needed olives.
Oh, will water help him get olives?
We don't know. He don't have any yet.
Well, it's because he has no water, right, Carol?
For irrigation.
Yeah, so he needs the water to get the olives. So he did the right thing.
Why couldn't he just ask for olives and let the trees find the water rather than him open a draconian well to force the issue? He has forced the issue.
That's what can I tell him that?
We don't give a shit. We did all but then he was all back burred up saying, no, he likes his water and everything is good and there's no problem. Like, okay, here comes the death knell from South fucking Africa. Okay, knock yourself out. We think it's great. Hey, it takes Carolyn don't care. It took Carolyn off the hoop, Hoops, there it is. It took Carolyn off the loop. So that's good.
Yeah, now did Ian, when they said, look out for Zaire, Bob, was that a metaphor for Nick's well?
Yep.
Okay, not something else. So
not something else yet. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just talking. You don't know what you're talking about yet. Mm-hmm.
Why would Nick's well create this plague? Is it because he's talking
why
about
not? Why not?
The ionauts are the most dangerous thing for humans today on the planet, going back to Sheila Kern.
They have just enough. They have just enough goddamn power to destroy the earth they're walking on. They have just enough power to destroy the very earth they're walking on. Excellent, Bob. You're so clever.
Yeah, even Kyle.
Who?
Is part of that. Kyle.
Who?
Okay, so which ionauts are we talking about? The more regular ones? Are we talking about the more regular ionauts? Don't worry about that. You made your point.
Okay.
But are you saying the more regular, Susanna, Madeline, Ginny, these are the powerful ionauts?
Linda, and stupid slow Roy and we had so much fun playing with Roy and the tartan dude that was fun.
Who's that?
And
Scott?
We don't care, it doesn't matter.
Who's the tartan? Who's the tartan?
You'll figure it out.
Not Scott. Okay. Not Clinton.
Not Clinton, no.
No.
Your words. Words. And now your words before, nobody would say anything about it. Sue Bone's been listening to your words for a whole lot of years. It's never rocked her. Never made her move. Never did anything for her. She doesn't care. She just goes with it. She's like, well, that's just Bob. Okay, that's just Bob. Whatever, Bob.
So
she didn't make it to do about it. But now, all of a sudden, your words all of a sudden close down her goddamn airline. Your words are going to stop her damn, what is that check? They give people checks for living in Canada. What is
Pension.
We can't even say it. We can't. It's like hell in Halifax, I guess.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. The pension plan people in the Canadian government announced they lost $100 million or something. Maybe we already talked about that, but is that their excuse for having no money? That's not really the reason. Yeah, that's a lie about why they're empty.
Right.
They're getting ready to explain the emptiness of their coffers. Okay. They're anticipating what's coming. Okay.
Correct. Because everybody's getting a vaccination. They're lining up, getting them everywhere, and they still got to wear a mask. And they're still shut down, and still 500,000 people going to die, and still filling up the hospitals, and we still run that show. It's like, what the fuck good is all that? But it don't matter. It's all good.
So you talk about 2/3 of the world's population dying. You know, that's like 5 billion.
Yeah.
That's still coming.
That's a lot.
In the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
quicker than before.
Quicker than last year, 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we put in a wedge to give you a chance. We give you a wedge to give you a chance to work it out. And then you work it out or you don't. Well, the wedge is leaving. It's kind of like fudging on a handicap, giving a handicap on a par in cow pasture pool. You give somebody a handicap because you know they're feeble. So you give them a little head start on it. Well, that's what we do sometimes. We give you a head start so you can get prepared to give you a chance to get out of goddamn Canada. Before it's too late.
Before it's too late.
Right. Now, are you speaking to me and Carolyn or the world in general?
In general, baby. In general.
Yeah, okay. So, Sidney Powell has been, and I think Lynn Wood, have been sued $1 billion, some huge amount of money, by Dominion. Is this something Sidney welcomes because then they get into court?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's not bothered by it.
She's thrilled by it.
Hey, that's great. Do you see her getting into court in the next 2 months, or you can't tell?
We don't know there'll be a court in a few months, Bob.
He said, no, we don't know if there'll be a court?
Correct.
Right. Well, this is the huge debt thing, which has to start happening pretty soon to fulfill your predictions, unless everybody dies in one day. This is what you're seeing? Everybody, a lot of people die in one day?
It's called Restore the Republic, Bob.
Okay. When this happens, and people who didn't die hear this, will there be an incredible panic inside themselves? Fear, panic? Will they start running around with their heads chopped off kind of thing? Chicken Littles? Or they'll just accept
you have
it?
You have to check with Joe Flynn and Mike Lindell.
You know them, Carol? Joe Flynn and Mike Lindell. Probably said the last word wrong. Mike Lindell. Who are they, Ion? What world are they in?
Well, Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And,
Yeah.
And then you'd find them at RestoreTheRepublicPack.com.
That's what Sidney Powell set up.
Oh.
That's right.
What's a PAC, Carolyn? Political Action Committee. Right, Carolyn?
Yeah, but it's to raise funds.
Okay, so why did I mention that? So he's saying these people will help
Sydney
in her suit? Why would Sydney need money? She just goes to court. Why would she need money?
No. She doesn't need money. This is not for her. This is not Sidney Powell's money. This is a way so that people can vote with their money, but build this huge machine that it takes out the disenfranchisement.
Ah, so it leads to the third party?
Yeah.
The Patriot Party? What? Say yes?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
We're not sure what we're going to call it yet. You haven't really decided. You said a bunch of things, so we don't know.
Do electrons join together in electric circuitry where they travel?
Certainly.
Because I think Carolyn says they join with protons. Electrons bounce off from each other.
Correct, until they're stable, bounce, and or become stable, yes.
Then they join. And what is the result of stabilized electrons joining in electron circuitry? Does science know about that?
Covalent bonding.
Mm-hmm. Science knows about that.
Yeah, they've had a little experience with it, Bob.
Yeah, is there something about it that they don't recognize that ion does?
Well, yeah, but we're not giving that right here. We're not tipping the hand. You got three too many listening to your shit right now, Bob. You're quelling us. You put us on the Patty Duke show and everybody's finding out, Bob.
Are they listening right now through our block?
No, but they will in a second.
Get through the block?
Yeah.
Or do you mean they'll hear it on the show?
Dance by the light of the moon. Yes, probably a little of both.
Okay, so they might get through our block at some point. Okay.
And we don't mind because it's kind of a mutually exclusive convertible bond, Bob. Because if they do that, we have access to them. So we can get this can turn really south. So after a little while, it has to be a codependent experience. Let's see.
Okay. To each his benefit, you mean?
Maybe.
All right.
It's always a benefit until it's not.
Right. There were no lights on in the White House a week ago, the 20th going into the 21st of January. And then just this weekend, there were no lights all night and into the morning. Why was that happening?
Yeah. They didn't pay the light bill, Bob. No. It was shut down. It was shut down. They had to do sweeps. They had bugs, Bob. They had to do sweeps. You got to cut all the power to it. To make sure.
Right, so that they're protecting Biden, whoever did that, shut it down.
They think they are, but not so much.
Right, so they know that Trump was completely bugged, and so they want to get out the bugging of Trump, correct?
Uh-huh.
And that's not going to work. No, anybody who's in the White House is bugged by somebody.
You're bugged.
Right. Can you say who does the bugging? Who organized that? National Security Agency?
God damn, Bob. We're going to give you that. We'll give you their email address, too, Bob. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll be right on that. Come on, Bob.
No harm in trying.
That's not trying. It's righteous indignation. You're just rubbing it in their face of what they know. And here's the code to Los Alamos, too. They won't care about that either, Bob. It'll be all right.
Okay. JW said, no, they were just shutting it down to clean out places. He didn't say the bugging. Did JW not know about the bugging angle you just explained?
Well, he told you that they shut it down to clean it out. That's what they were cleaning out, Bob.
Yeah, but they
spent $500,000 to wash the White House. Do the math on that.
Wash metaphorically, not the walls.
Inside it. $500,000, you could just about build the damn building for nearly that. They spent that on cleaning it up.
Were they washing walls with some disinfectant?
Uh-huh. Yeah, everything.
But they were also looking for buggings.
And they found them.
Right. So they think there'll be no bugs when they move in.
Correct. It'll be sad. But they're not really in. He's still in the basement in Delaware.
Yeah, not many people believe that. They think he's going around making a fool of himself in public, but he's not even doing that.
Well,
those are doubles. Doubles,
no,
correct?
That's not even doubles now, Bob. It's everything GCI.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
CGI and GCI.
Yeah, GCI means generated computer. That's what the tech body does. It makes computer circuits.
Correct.
Yeah, computer-generated impact, iconography, intelligence. What would the I stand for?
Integrated.
Generated computer integrated. Okay.
Integration.
Yeah. Did Joe Biden sign blank papers?
He did.
Some people will say, no, you can tilt it on an angle and see there are words on there. Is that bullshit made up by the tech body?
It is. That's the CGI in that one.
Yeah, did Biden know they were blank?
Wasn't him. He was a hologram, Bob. He wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, because he does say, I can't see anything. People report he said something like that. That's the hologram. No, that's the tech body putting in stuff to implicate that it is fake.
Then he fumbles, trying to pick up the pen. The sign, they got a box full of pens, like he's supposed to sign each different article with a lot of different pens, and he fumbles around like he can't make his hand reach the pen box. Then he finally does, and then he can't pick up a pen, then he can't uncap the pen, and it doesn't work. The next thing you know, he's like, okay, there you go, next, there you go, next, there you go. Now he's got the hang of it, you see.
Right, but the take body makes him look stupid on purpose.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's a goof.
Well, okay, because he is a goof. I mean, the imagery makes him look like a goof on purpose. Tech body wants people to feel superior to him.
Sure, well, you do too.
Are people getting pissed off and more inclined to civil war because they see that government is not?
Are people getting pissed at you because you're right all the time? Same way, same song, different verse.
They are, eh? Well, there's not many people listening to me.
Oh, okay. You keep working on that, Bob. We can go on. Hey, if that's true, we can go on holiday in Halifax, huh?
Okay. The Pope is under house arrest. INS said that. Is he charged with child trafficking?
It's different. The words are different than that, but that's the essence of the charge.
He required to be involved in child trafficking. He had to make that some of his Pope duties.
Mostly.
Okay, so he is Pope because he rose up in the ranks of the cabal that the QAnon talks about, this pedophile cabal. He was involved with that and became the necessary candidate for Pope, correct?
Yeah, we don't care about that. He just got to keep the shit together until you can go get the rest of the books out of the basement, Bob. After that,
okay,
we won't have that conversation anymore. It's ridiculous.
All right, thank you. This stuff that Russell J. Gould talks about, the U.S. corporation ended 1999 or 2 months ago. Is there any facts to that? The USA corporation, the United States.
We'll have to see about that.
So Biden has not entered the White House yet.
Not yet. Mm-hmm.
Any of his people who don't know any better, naive the employees, have they entered the White House?
Some of them have, yeah.
Okay. Let's look up 17:4. Revelation 17:4. Do you care to say that, or shall I look it up and read it?
Look it up and read it.
Okay.
If you don't destroy it. Okay. Damn, Bob.
Look, they won't let me get
there.
And
the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Does that refer to Vice President Kamala Harris?
Yep. It does. She does.
She's married, but does she fornicate sexually with people through her career?
Anybody to be still.
Now, why does she do this so much? Is she endlessly nymphomaniac or extra horny?
Oh,
why did he...
No, it's easy. You didn't do the next verse. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. She likes to be called Mamala, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. She speaks of the Obama nation quite often.
That's right. Okay. Have we gone into
Then I saw
the
woman drunken in the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
Is she going to be around after Biden's gone because she is this architect?
Yeah, and it says it in the next verse, and the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which hath seven heads and ten horns.
And that beast is in Brussels right now.
America right now, Bob.
Oh, okay. Because they're helping to set up the beast in Brussels. We're a branch plant of Brussels, but management problems
what
here.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Brussels has nothing to do with it, Bob. The American
yeah, Leopold II.
No, well, Leopold's here. He's not there. He's here. He's not there. You've been listening to Roxy too long.
What is... Where is Leopold here? In Washington?
Saskatchewan.
Oh, Canada. And why is he there?
Just the edge. Because he can't get into here yet. He had to flee.
He had to flee from Brussels or from the States?
From the States.
Had he been here a long time?
A little while, yeah. Since the fall of the European Union.
Right, he ran the European Union as the beast out of Brussels.
We don't even know. Well, if he did, he's not a very good beast because he fucked that up royally. No, Bob, not yet. It never got together. If he's in charge of it, you got nothing to worry about because he can't add or subtract, so it's all good.
Well, who is he frightened of? Who's after him?
You are, Bob.
Uh-huh.
You're after him right now, saying all these wordy words.
Okay, all right. So what is the 70 weeks period of Daniel?
Uh-huh.
Are we
the
in
Feast
that?
Of Weeks. Yeah, the Feast of Weeks. Yep.
And we're in that
you can
now.
Make that up. We are. The Feast
and
of Weeks.
Mm-hmm. What's the consequence of those 70 weeks?
You have to get ready for the counting of the Omer, Bob. You got to sell your schwatz, your schmaltz.
How you sell my schmaltz?
Your schwatz, yeah. Your gluten, your chametz, your riches, your pleasures, your things that poor people ain't got.
Are you talking about the bread of life and living water?
That's part of it, too. Yes, of course.
Are we going to do mind, body, spirit first?
Seems that way, but we're going to see.
Okay. They found chapter 17 of the Book of the Dead. Is that something you placed there a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
And what is the meaning of it? Is that information we have to review?
You want to. We don't care.
Well, it's been a long time
before. Carolyn will do it. Well, Carolyn will do it. We'll do it. But if Carolyn says, fuck you, then no, we ain't doing it. We ain't with it.
What's the essence of the message that we didn't get in the other chapters that is in this chapter?
The finish of the application of the power of Kurt Netter.
Okay, Carolyn, you got that?
Yeah.
And that's not completed? You knew that?
No.
Yeah, but she said it then. Carolyn said it then.
When's then, Carolyn? A couple months ago?
When we did the Book of the Dead.
Right. Okay, yeah. I know you talked about them. Okay, so, Carolyn, make a note of you want to look into that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You said McLuhan predicted the tech body. Did Croker add anything to the description of the tech body?
He gave the dynamics of how spiritualists would react to that potentially false creation.
And spirits are theosophists in the Thompson quadrant.
Yeah, in essence of it. But see, Thompson said you're doomed. Croker said you need to mind your P's and Q's.
Right.
Find out about it. And then you know the existentialists won't gobble you up.
Right. Now, Croker's position, as you just described it, is that called an optimist?
Maybe. Maybe. If it is, it's pessimistically prescribed. I'm a pessimistic Oscar optimist. Yeah, there we go. That's more like it.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't described our polymerase condition yet, have we? You haven't done that with
Carol?
Not
yet. No, and we're going to wait because she just now worked out the details of the conjunction-junction.
Carol, I hit in my notes, Twitter scandal and the MASH. Did something happen with our Mighty MASH and on the Twitter? Nothing, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Amber got to the Vatican. Has the Vatican been covered up by Amber, as in shown in Fringe magazine?
Three doors have, because they never mind, they can't say.
No,
three
they
doors
don't want
have
me there.
Entered. Three doors, no. They can't get there either because they didn't release those. You don't want to go there, for God's sake. That's the last prison you want to get trapped in, fucking Vatican City. You're not even going to go. We're not going to let you go. But there's stuff in there that you're going to get out, and they won't let you have it. So those doors have been ambered, and they're not going to have access to it either.
Is it okay to play that point publicly? Or is that
Because everybody knows. Everybody knows it's been ambered. That's not a secret. You play that.
Okay. Is it six, the tech body? 6/11 ion, dumb or ion? And 5/11 tech body, still that way, or has it
So far. It's a white knuckle flight, Bob. It's a white knuckle flight because you got the humans that are creating, and then you got the play humans that are pretending to create. All pulses, energy field forces. So, yes. But as the Black Mirror gets denser and deeper, and more prolific, then non-physical will lose less and less tractionable traction. There, somebody's going to sin, Bob. That's the short version. Either humans are going to sin, or the tech body's going to take you out. Living in a box. In a cardboard box. Living in a box. Something's going in the box, and something's coming out. Just any way you want it. And that's just so everybody knows.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, pull it together and wind it up so you get yourself a little break before showtime. You've got a long night, Bob.
We got an hour so far, but I am running low.
Bob, let JW go and eat and rest before the show, please.
Is that true, Ion? That's a good thought from Carol.
No, we're just saying wind it up so you get your points in, so get you finished up so it rounds out even. So that will give you a chance to recuperate yourself, certainly. So that's good.
Okay, so someone wrote to me and said, I heard the private session with Ion, wherein Ion explained the non-inauguration. But they said it resonates with the article they had sent a few days before. The article is Joe's fake pre-recorded inauguration. Patriots discover the details are all wrong. He then says, what was it in the Ion session, Bob, that you feel is totally incredible? And the article came nowhere near the level of Ion session. Could you explain the little bits and pieces?
The feet not touching the ground. The high-heeled shoes not touching the ground. Oh, Carolyn fell away. The high-heeled shoes not touching the ground. The portico share that's not there. They didn't talk about that in the article.
Right. You pointed out things that nobody talked about.
Correct. And the angles, like looking in the car windows, and seeing the reflections are of something else, not of the surroundings of where they are.
Right. And then the person says, am I missing something, or is it the same as in the world is going to hell in a handbasket, you better be prepared and buy the products?
Well, if you're waiting until now to buy the products, you're already in hell and you may not recover anyway. So, yeah, we're good. You good?
Right.
You're good. That's good.
And in Carolyn's portion of the session today, you went into more details about why the body is being destroyed by the changes, and you got to have our products, correct?
Well, the wages of sin is death. So all little men have to die or ascend. So that's the point. Good.
And to ascend, they got to figure out how their mind misinterprets what's going on. They got to get a handle on their mind.
Well, no, they have to learn how to avoid you enough to get past their thinking thoughts. Because you contrive thoughts to make the best laid plans of mice and men a game off to glee.
Was that last few words? A game off to glee?
A game off to glee.
A gain oft a glee. Don't hear English in there. You try it again.
The best laid plans of mice and men. A gain oft a glee.
I've heard of the phrase, you know, best laid plans of mice and men, but a golf glee. I don't know what the words are. Maybe you should spell them.
Okay.
Like, what is that? What does that
Jesus,
mean?
Jesus, look it up. Look it up. You can look it up. It's old English, Bob.
Oh, you threw in some old English.
That's what it was written.
What does the old English mean? Those last syllables.
They often go awry. They are the best plans of men and rats as a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy often get fucked up.
Okay, here is the person again. It seems telling that Ion thinks if you can't pronounce a word properly, then you know fuck all about what you're talking about. He is now an expert on turmeric, yet he pronounces it turmeric. Some call it hypocrisy. Do you have a response to this accusation? You're hypocritic on what you criticize because you can't pronounce words yourself. What do you say to that?
No, we don't. We don't care. We don't
and
care.
You say,
if you become a word, if word crafting will save your soul, why are you listening to us?
Well, Ian thinks if you can't pronounce a word properly, I guess you said it to this person, then you know fuck all about what you're talking about. You don't stand
what,
by that. If
what
you
is,
said
what
it.
Is what is what is fuck all you're talking about that you talk about? You can't, Bob. You're probably the smartest person ever, and you can't even say Laura Ingraham's name right. You're still really bright. So
right.
It's all about the syllables. It's all about the syllables, apparently, Bob.
Okay, so if you pronounce
it's
turmeric,
turmeric
wrong.
It's turmeric. It's not turmeric. It's turmeric. Not turmeric.
Yeah.
It's not three meric. Not three meric. It's turmeric. 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 Yeah.
If you pronounce it wrong, you have the right to do that.
Oh. Okay.
Or do you mean it to be pronounced wrong?
Well, the boys at Eton never had a problem with it. That's all we know. So, you know, pass that.
Eton, E-T-O-N, the British private school.
Yes. Yeah.
Or maybe they called it a public school. What did they call it? It was the opposite of us. It's a private school, but I think they name it differently. They don't use the word private.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right on that point?
You are.
Maybe okay. So, all right. So we covered that. And I feel like telling the person, if you got some problems, bring it up with Ion. Come in and talk to Ion. Would you agree with that? Yeah.
We're tickled. We're good.
Okay.
I mean, see, their point, the mincing that they're chopping isn't the garlic that they want to be eating. The mincing that they're chopping isn't the garlic they mean to be eating. So,
right.
Okay, have some fun with it.
Okay, so wrapping up, now I swim close to the shore, and people swim close to shore. Occasionally, people get on those boards and paddle away out. Are they in trouble if they fall off the boards? Are the sharks like 100 yards out?
Nah, that man. Those sharks aren't looking for their. They're not the sharks' dinner. The sharks aren't looking to eat them. They want fishes, little fishes. Something that's as big as they are is kind of hard to eat. I mean, they bite it. What good is that? Now, if you're openly bleeding, yes, blood's going to draw a fish because they see that as something maimed or wounded or something that's less than that they got a good chance of taking out of the food chain. So if you're bleeding, yeah, don't do it. But if you're not bleeding, they're not trying to be your dinner.
Yeah, occasionally a shark attacks a surfboard. You get reports. Why do they do that?
Because they're in their space and they see it as like a lure, and they're like, take a swing at it. Like, what are you doing here? Let's see what you got. Boom. Let's see what you're doing. Like, there's something going on, it's fine. But they rarely consume. When you start saying that they use the surfboard as the longboard as a toothpick because they had a little hunk of meat stuck in their teeth, then we'll be having a different conversation. But that's not really the case, you see.
Right. And they say that when debris comes down after a strong rainstorm, the sharks get a bit confused and they're biting objects all over the place. Right?
That's ridiculous. Most of that water, you don't have enough rain to put a thimble full of water in the whole goddamn ocean, Bob. That's not the case. It goes to the sand and the sand absorbs it. It doesn't increase the sea, for God's sake. That's not
So, but we do pour our sewage into the lake and into the harbor, and it just gets dematerialized from the salt and stuff, right?
And then the krill eats it, and then the whales eat the krill, and the babies are born, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day to be a neighbor.
Now, if you go out there in the day, the sharks tend to not be around during the day.
Sometimes. This depends on the season.
Okay. So they're not coming in here to shore.
Whales rarely get bitten by sharks, do they?
No. Well, and why is that?
Well, consider yourself. Because they're not looking to eat a goddamn whale, just like they're not looking to eat you.
Right. So we're swimming close to shore. Oh, yeah. I think JW once said that the sharks don't like coming in because they get stuck in the shallow water. Do you agree?
They can. Just like you don't want to get caught in a riptide and get drugged 3 miles out to sea, they don't want to get on the other side of that and be on the undertow pulling them into the surf.
Yeah, now, I've never experienced being swept out to sea a little bit, 10, 15 feet. But one day a guard came out and said, "You okay?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, you're way out." And I said, "Well, okay." So I went back in. But is there actual undercurrents at Polo Beach that would drag me way out?
Oh, my God. 3 miles. Take you 3 miles out in a second. And they have a heavy undertow. You can't outswim it. Even if you're standing in the sand, it'll pull your feet out from under you.
How come I've never experienced that?
Well, you're just brilliant in every way, Bob. That's all we can tell you.
Well, at the end of when I start and I swim towards the McKenna end of the beach, I come to the rocks and I get a certain distance to the rocks and I know to turn around. Is it around the rock area where those undertows happen?
They vary. They're in different places at different times, Bob. Just how the
no, how come I haven't? I've been in the water a lot.
You've experienced it somewhat. And you just go past it, but you never got in. They'll have signs up that there's an incredible undertow. They'll let you know. Don't go in the water today. The undertow is the rip. They call it a rip tide. A rip tide. That's what it's
right. So I've been fortunate. It hasn't been interfering with my swimming much.
Yes, you're just a charmed motherfucker, aren't you, Bob?
Well, I count on you to believe that.
Okay, well, we'll go with it. Happy days, then.
All right, did I get every question? That's interesting about the under tide. Learn something about that. I guess it's not something to worry about. Yeah, it can go right up to the edge of the beach. You can't avoid it if it's there.
You've been living on the edge for years, Bob.
Okay. Why does nobody swim like I do long distance? Why don't they do that?
Because they're all
anybody.
They're all pussies. They're pussies. They're just all pussies. They don't do anything. They can't take their mirrors. Their black mirrors aren't soundproof enough to take it into the water. So therefore, they just don't go into the water. Now, if they could take their telephones out there, they'd go. It would be no problem.
They can't leave their telephones.
No, okay. Not at all.
All
okay,
right.
Okay. What you gonna do on your show tonight, Bob?
Well, I'll let you take the lead. I'll watch what you reveal. Then I have to decide how much I supplement.
We'll be on our best behavior.
Well, are you going to be a little careful because the Homeland Security is listening?
Mostly. Yeah, we'll give them a few teasers, keep them jumping by. We're like Schumer. We want to cause at least one good erection, Bob.
Now,